Good morning, everybody. Let me know on Zoom if you can't hear us, and we can try to get that corrected, but otherwise, we'll assume you can. Good to see everybody. Looking to spend some time in prayer this morning. Before we do that, just wanted to do a public reading of scripture and had the privilege last week of going over Psalm 27 with y'all, and we really focused on verses 1-6. And we talked about how David launches into a prayer after that. And so I'd like to read the psalm one more time before we kind of leave it and just focus in our public reading on that verses 7-12. I think there's a lot we can learn about prayer in those verses and how David approaches this. And so we can just read the whole psalm, maybe make a few comments, and then spend some time in prayer. So we'll start and we'll read the whole psalm, 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and foes, it is they who stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, yet I will be confident. One thing have I desired, have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For he will hide me in the shelter in the day of trouble. He will conceal me under the cover of his tent. He will lift me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. And I will offer in his tent sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing and make melody to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. This is where he launches into a prayer request for his current trouble. Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud. Be gracious to me and answer me. You have said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. Hide not your face from me. Turn not your servant away in anger. O you who have been my help, cast me not off. Forsake me not, O God of my salvation. For my father and my mother have forsaken me, but the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me on a level path because of my enemies. Give me not up to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me. And they breathe out violence. I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. So we see a few notes we can take. We're not going to do a deep kind of analysis of the text here, but you just take a few highlights. David just got done, we talked about last week, being expressing his confidence in the Lord. And, you know, in verses 2, when evildoers assail me to eat up my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, it is they who stumble and fall. He, in spite of this great trial, though an army encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. He remains confident in the Lord. He remains he has a singular goal in mind to dwell with God in verse 4. And so in spite of that, it's kind of striking, again, that he still has to pray and work today. He has to go before the Lord today to gather that manna. And so he does that and asks the Lord to hear him when he cries, and he asks for grace. Be gracious to me and answer me. And that's what we're... When we pray together and when we pray this morning, we're asking for grace in various ways. We're asking for things that we don't deserve. And he says in verse 6, you said, seek my face. My heart says to you, your face, Lord, do I seek. That he's saying, I'm obeying you. I am seeking your face. I'm coming before you. And I'm asking that you don't hide your face from me. Let your light shine upon me. That light in verse 1. Don't turn me away in anger. You've been my help previously. Don't forsake me today. We see these themes come through in many of the Psalms that were written by David. You've been my help previously, and I need you again today. I need you for today's struggles. So you see that in there. Don't cast me off. People in my life have cast me off, my father and my mother in verse 10. But please remain faithful to me. And he's asking for, in verse 11, light, a form of light, wisdom from God. Teach me your way, light my path, so to speak. Put me on a level path. And don't let my enemies overtake me. Even though he's confident in verses 1 to 6 about where he stands with his enemies and what will happen at the end of the story, he still deems it necessary in the same writing to ask, don't give me up. Continue to sustain me in the face of my enemies and not give me up to them. Four false witnesses have arisen. Four, I have issues today. I have struggles today. I need help right now again. Here I am again. That violent people breathing down my neck. And then, again, he ends in that confidence in verses 13 and 14. And there's an admonition to wait for the Lord there. I believe, I know. Here's how it ends. I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In spite of my needs of today, I'm going to see that. That's where we're going to get. So it's worth waiting on the Lord. You can confidently wait on the Lord. And that admonition to be strong and let our hearts take courage to wait on the Lord. So I thought there were some good things in there to think about as we go to the Lord in prayer. Again, first of all, we're asking for grace. So whatever requests come up this morning, they're a form of us asking for things we don't deserve. And so, amen. Just wanted to read that portion for our prayer time and spend some time with you in prayer. So is there anything specific we can bring up this morning that's on your hearts that we can take before the throne of grace? Anything on Zoom as well, feel free to chime in. Can continue to remember my grandpa. He's still hanging on and declining. It's getting a little worse every week, but he's still hanging on. Same requests, salvation and grace for those who are helping, for my dad. There's no request right now. There may be some later. We can just spend some time praying, you know, and pray as you feel led. I always want to remind us it's good to pray for the service, that we can focus and we can gain something from it and not be distracted. That's always a good one. And then, of course, our standing request for lost loved ones. Remember that. Let's just spend some time in prayer. I can open us up, and Josh would ask you again if you could.
Sure.
Would you mind closing?
I think there was something in chat.
Oh, there was.
I can't read it from here, though.
Okay. That's not chat, is it? It's a chat screen. Yeah. Yes. Miss Joanne says family members outside of Christ. So definitely want to remember that. Okay. Well, I'll open us up and feel free to pray as you feel led, and Josh can close us. Thanks. Dear Lord, we come to you in the name of Jesus, and we're so thankful to be in Christ this morning. We're thankful for the finished work of Jesus Christ, for your great salvation, Lord, for your great redemption, Lord. We praise you for who you are this morning. And we come before you, Lord, with thanksgiving. We come before you because we have Christ in common. We're here together. And we're thankful for this gathering, Lord. We're thankful that you've changed people in this room and that they love you and that they want to be with other people who love you, Lord. Lord, we're in this world and we're not of it, and in this world where you left us on purpose, Father, You did not pray in John 17 to take us out of the world, Lord. You left us here on purpose. In this world, we do have troubles and trials, Lord. And they don't define us, Lord, but they make us more like you. And we ask that you would help us to see that. We ask that you would help us to commit these trials that we're going through to you, the various requests, Lord, struggles with sin, struggles with burdens for lost loved ones, loss of family members and friends who pass on, Father, some with you, some without. We commit our trials and tribulations to you, Lord, and ask that you would help us to see your hand in making us more like your Son, Lord, and to embrace them, Father, instead of turning from them. Lord, we commit to you this morning, this time, and ask that you would be here with us, Father, as you would send your Spirit upon us to be able to truly worship you and to hear your word and retain it and let it change us. And we ask that you would be with Brother Mark as he seeks to preach your word, Lord, that he would have boldness and be free to do that, Lord. You would be with him. Be with our worship, Lord, that it would be pleasing to you and fill an overflow of our thankfulness to you, Father, and meditation of who you are. Lord, we commit decisions, Lord, and complicated challenges in our church and our direction and at where we are right now, Father, and questions that we have, things we don't know, wisdom we need, we commit it to you, and we ask that you would give us more grace, as David prayed. You would be gracious to us again and again, Father, because you are abundant in grace, Father. Lord, that we wouldn't miss anything that's right in front of us, but we also wouldn't jump on anything that we shouldn't, Father. That you would just put us right where you want us, Father. We need your guidance. We need your wisdom. Lord, I pray for those who are lost in our midst and those we care about who are not here, who are lost, Father, who are not, who don't come to GBF, that we care about, Lord. My grandpa, Lord, that pray, Father, again, that you would intervene here in the 11th hour, Lord. Keep giving grace. You have a reason for keeping him around a little longer. And you've opened the door for my dad to pray with him. And to read scripture to him, Father. And we know that that is not in vain, Lord. That you have a purpose for that. And that is light pouring into his ears, Father. Pray that you would open his eyes, Lord, here in the eve of his life, Father. And I pray for others who we love, who we've been praying for so long, Lord, that we would be take on this admonishment to wait patiently, to know confidently that you are worth waiting on. Lord, we look to you today and just bless you and we love you and pray that you would be with us in Jesus' name.
Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to be a part of the Bride of Christ and to have this fellowship. Thank you, Lord, that several decades ago you brought together people in Bible study and ultimately into a church. And all these years later, despite moving between locations or people moving into the area and joining, or people leaving the area, or anything else that's gone on, Lord. Flood in 2016, Lord, in spite of all circumstances, you have continued to be faithful to this body and cause the body to be faithful to you, Lord. We thank you that we have the opportunity to be salt and light, to be a witness for you and your glory, Lord. We praise you for the sphere of influence that each of us have also, Lord, that we do have some of the same requests every every week, Lord, and that is that you would use us to witness to and to love and to serve and to lead the lost to Christ. And we praise you for the opportunity to have those opportunities, Lord, to talk to others, to share your love, to share the message of hope and life, to share the gospel and its power to give life and to change, to sanctify, to grow, to give purpose, and to give eternal life, an eternal perspective. We do lift up John's grandfather, Lord, and thank you so much that Mr. Aaron is being used by you to be salt and light in his life, Lord, even in his last days, that he's faithful to bring your word to his father's ears, to read to him and to pray with him and to study it with him. Lord, that Aaron, as his brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can lift him up, that we can lift up that faithfulness and that effort and that desire, Lord, and even a man that probably many of us have never met, Lord, that we are earnestly seeking for his salvation, Lord. We pray that you would continue to use Mr. Aaron, that you would keep him encouraged as he both watches his father in his final days, but also has a much more of an eye towards eternity, Lord, and that he's sharing an eternal message with him. Thank you so much for Miss Joanne and that she is faithful to consistently bring this request every week and that she has people in her life that specifically put her in their midst, Lord, and in their lives, in their paths, Lord, to share your gospel message, its power to change and to give purpose. Thank you, Lord, for today, for another day to serve you, to glorify you, to know you, that Lord, as John said, that we are in the world but not of the world, Lord, that we have opportunity to be here in this world right now and that we would not squander that, Lord. We would recognize that we have a finite amount of time here, Lord, and that we would be about the business of investing it for eternal purposes. We thank you, Lord, that this service is part of that, Lord, that we have the opportunity to pray as we are now, to be encouraged to share concerns and prayer requests and to pray over those. That we can listen to your Spirit as your Spirit ministers to us, as your Spirit takes our prayers to your throne, Lord. We can be thankful for your Spirit. That we can worship you. We can hear your word preached and studied. And we can hear devotions and sermons on it, Lord. We thank you so much for that opportunity. But at least currently, Lord, we still live in a place where we are free to do that as well, Lord. We pray that we would never take that for granted, that we would have just praise and adoration and hope and glory, regardless of circumstances, would always be on our heart and on our lips. And we would just be encouraged and challenged by today, Lord. We love you. We lift all this up in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.